You're tuned to Lorna Parker here on WLR, Tomás McCarthy here till 7 o'clock. Coming up over the next hour, Waterford defenders Kate McGrath and Laura Mulcahy on Saturday's All-Ireland Ladies clash with Cork. Former Daisha boss John Jackson Kiley will preview the All-Ireland football quarter-finals. And Michael Verney from the Irish Independent will pick his June hurling All-Stars. So the Waterford ladies will face Cork for the third time this year in the All-Ireland Championship on Saturday evening at O'More Park. The Daisha need a win to qualify for the quarterfinals. And to look ahead to this one, delighted to be joined in studio by Daisha defenders Kate McGrath and Laura Mulcahy. First of all, Laura, you went down to Donegal by 2 points in Burr 2 weeks ago. What was the bus home like after that defeat?
Look, I suppose we were disappointed maybe with the performance and with the result. I suppose we got a glimpse into how we can perform, but unfortunately we didn't do that for the full 60 minutes. So we were disappointed with the result, but I think we kind of quickly learned from our mistakes, went back to the drawing board at training. And I suppose the most important thing is to use the disappointment to fuel our performance on Saturday.
What mistakes do you need to learn from now ahead of Saturday against Cork?
I suppose we need to throw off the shackles and we need to go for it. We need to take our shots when they're on and to just be calm on the ball and to back ourselves. Look, we know we're more than capable. So I think it's just to calm ourselves and we know what we're capable of.
Kate, as a defensive unit, you held Donegal to 10 points. Is that one of the positives that you could take away from the game?
Yeah, I suppose you're right there. I suppose there was a lot of talk coming into the match. Donegal had played Armagh in the Ulster final the few weeks previously and it was a very high-scoring match. I think they scored 3 or 4 goals that day. So I suppose people on the outside probably said that we wouldn't be able to contain their forwards, especially the last few matches we've leaked a few goals and stuff. So I think we really focused on trying to hold their forwards and I think we did that quite successfully.
And Katie O'Hanlon made her senior debut behind you there, Kate, between the posts. How do you feel that she got on?
Yeah, I suppose we brought Katie into the camp the last few weeks and I think she's really slotted in well. You know, for a person who's never been involved in a county setup, I think she fitted in seamlessly. It feels like she's been there for years and she was a great presence on the day and I suppose her selection, I suppose, was proven. She saved one shot from dropping under the bar and put it over for a point at a crucial time in the first half and I suppose that probably justified her selection on the day.
Laura, you're very familiar with Cork at this stage. You lost to them in the league and also in the Munster Championship. What makes them such difficult opponents?
I suppose both teams know each other very well. But I think, I suppose, we could take that as a positive. We know each other well and I think we could maybe use that to our advantage. I suppose, look, Cork, there's no denying they're a very strong team. And, you know, we had to do our homework on them and, look, I'm hoping we'll get the win at the weekend.
Which Cork forwards have you marked so far this year, Laura?
This year, the last game was Ciara O'Sullivan and the game previous, I actually think it was Darren O'Sullivan. So, yeah, two outstanding footballers. And look, Cork, they have excellent forwards and you can't deny that. But as Kate said, I think as a defensive setup, we're getting stronger game by game. So we're really hoping to bring that in to the game on Saturday.
Kate, who have you come up against on the Cork side in the past?
I suppose the last few matches, I suppose in the last few years, I've picked up Orla Finn on the day. I suppose when I started back in 2017 was kind of my first year starting and I think she was coming into that year as an All-Star. So that was great experience from that first year, picking her up. And I've picked her up the last few years as well. And I suppose some days I come out the better and some days she comes out the better. So that it's a great battle we always have. And I enjoy, I think Megan said it the last day she was on with you, she enjoys picking up the good forwards on the team. And I suppose I'd be the same. I enjoy the battle that you have on the day with the forwards.
Yeah, who is the toughest forward you've ever picked up, Kate?
I suppose any forward could be a tough forward on their day, I suppose. Orla has been one. Noelle Healy from Dublin, I always struggled with. She was she had such pace and power when she got going on the ball. But as you said, there's nearly a few forwards in every team at the last few years that you wouldn't enjoy marking. So I think there are a few, but there's always one on every team, yeah.
Yeah, Cork have plenty of those. Kate, what sort of challenge are you expecting from them on Saturday?
Oh, look, as Laura said, you know, we nearly know each other inside out this year. It's last year we played them twice or three times again. And every year you nearly play them twice. So I suppose the challenge is just bringing something new that that I suppose you don't, that they don't expect, and what they're going to bring to try and, you know, freshen it up as well. They're a real physical team, so I suppose a lot of it's going to depend on how we deal with that physicality and how much physicality is left to go, I suppose, at the moment. I suppose a lot of people watching the match can get frustrated at the way the matches are played, because there can be a lot of stop-start, because when a team brings physicality like Cork do, I suppose some referees blow it and some referees don't. So I think we've Jonathan Murphy this weekend, so I think he's very good at, you know, leaving it go when it needs to be and bringing it back when it needs to be. So I suppose that's something that'll be a challenge, that, you know, dealing with Cork's physicality and, you know, not fouling them if they're coming through.
Laura, to bring it back to the very start, to give listeners maybe a bit of background about Boaty, how did you get started in ladies football?
At the very beginning, the I started in St. Patrick's Hall. I think I was probably about 5 or 6 years of age. And I believe it was actually Bridget Grant that was over us at the time. And Bridget was with us for years. And then, sure, of course, Michael Ryan has always been there. Mike Guiry, Michael O'Sullivan. You know, I've at a club level, I've been very, very lucky to be trained by the best. And yeah, I suppose you kind of develop a love for football at a young age, and I suppose it's just something that I really enjoy. It's nearly an addiction at this stage.
Which players did you look up to in Ballymacarbery when you were younger?
I suppose one that sticks out in my head is probably Rebecca Ducey. She was a fantastic footballer. She even came back, I suppose, when I was coming into the senior panel, and she came back and she played in goal. And I suppose that just shows how versatile she was as a player. And then I suppose Michelle Ryan is still my club mate, and even to this day I still look up to her. I think she's a fantastic footballer, and I think she's just a really good inspiration for people to look up to.
Kate, who were your idols when you were growing up?
I suppose it'd be the same as Laura, looking up to the girls that were on the panel ahead of us. So the few years ahead of us would have been the likes of Michelle Ryan and Elaine Power and Nora Dunphy and all them. I suppose the first time I'd say I nearly went to see Waterford playing football was in that 2012 All-Ireland, that up in Croke Park, that they lost Armagh. And, you know, just to see the girls, the likes of Elaine and Michelle, and then a few years later to be playing on the pitch with them in 2015 when we won the intermediate, I suppose that was probably a dream come true for me.
Yeah, was that the highlight of your time playing for Waterford so far, that 2015 win over Kildare?
Yeah, I suppose it was. I suppose that was my first year on the panel. There was a few of us that was our first year. So I suppose at the time you don't realise it's the highlight because you're so young. You think, God, we'll be in Croke Park every year, we'll be in finals every year. But I suppose looking back now, a few years down the line, I suppose it is a big one that sticks out in the mind, yeah.
Did you try any other sports when you were younger, Kate, or has ladies football always been number one?
I suppose I tried them all. I played a lot of camogie and I did a good bit of athletics when I was younger, and I suppose it was probably up to the age of 12, 13, 14. I suppose I kind of focused mainly on the camogie and the football, and then I played the camogie and the football all the way along to minor, and I suppose it was quite natural that I stuck with the football then, I suppose. We had Pat Sullivan over us at that last year minor, and he brought, or the last year under 16, and then when I came to under 17 he brought a few of us onto the football, and I suppose then, you know, it's hard to split your time between all of them. So when I kind of came to that age, I suppose I focused a lot more on the football then.
Laura, did you sample any other sports when you were younger?
I did, I suppose. Growing up, we were always told to go outside, so I was into nearly every sport, horse riding, a bit of soccer. In school, I think you kind of tried every sport to maybe get out of a few classes here or there.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was basketball and, just really enjoyed the different sports. But I suppose I always, my favourite sport growing up was always football. I always had a love for it. So naturally enough, I just followed into that then as I grew up.
And when did you first pull on the Waterford jersey?
I put on the Waterford jersey, I think I got called up onto the under 12 county panel, and then maybe under 14, under 16, and then I took a break around leaving cert time. I was on the senior panel for a year with Pat, and then Ciarán Curran made a phone call about three years ago now, asking would I come back, and I think it's one of the best decisions I've made to come back. So yeah, I was delighted to get the phone call off Ciarán Curran.
Yeah, why do you say it's one of the best decisions that you made, Laura?
I suppose you don't know what you're missing out on until you're back in the dressing room. And look, I suppose you do. You give up, you sacrifice a lot. You sacrifice a lot of your social life, but I 100% don't regret it. I suppose we're very lucky that we've a very close team between management and players. And I have to say, I always enjoy going to training, even though the training is definitely very difficult at times. It's always very, very enjoyable.
Away from the football field, Kate, are you working or are you studying at the moment?
I suppose I'm on a bit of a break at the moment. I've just finished up there college. I was in UCD there for 5 years, so just finished up there now and enjoying my summer while I can, and then we'll move on to the bit of work after summer maybe.
Great stuff. I'm sure we're looking for plenty of support on Saturday. Who will you have cheering you on?
I don't know now. Will there be many people at the... We've a wedding on the Friday, a family wedding, so
all
I think
right.
They'll be cheering on from afar.
Do you want to say best wishes to anybody?
Best wishes to Conor and Tina there on Friday on the big wedding, and for many happy years to come. So I think a few of them will be tuning in from Ring on Saturday, hopefully.
Very good. Who will you have in the stand, Laura?
I'd say all of my family will make the journey up, and then I suppose anyone that's caught in work, I'm sure they'll be tuning into TG Cahir, maybe trying not to get caught in work. So yeah, I'd say it would be great to get a great turnout of supporters there. And I think when we played Cork and Fryer Field, there was actually a lot of younger players. There was underage games at half time, and I think the support from them was fantastic. So it would be great to see similar situation on Saturday.
And where are you based work-wise at the moment, Laura?
I'm a teacher in presentation, Kilkenny. I have to say it's a lovely school. I absolutely love teaching there. So like Kate, I'm taking the summer off, I suppose, to focus on football. And I suppose things could be much worse when the weather is like this.
Yeah, well, hopefully there'll be a long summer ahead for Waterford defenders. Laura Mulcahy and Kate McGrath, thanks a million for dropping into Dungarvan studio, and all the best on Saturday against Cork.
Thanks Tomás.
Lorne Napurka with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
Well, the Waterford Masters football team are also in action this weekend. They will take on Kildare at 12 o'clock on Saturday in Galtier, with admission free of charge. The Daisha under-16 Camogie team start their All-Ireland campaign on Sunday. They will face Dublin at 2 o'clock in Welsh Park. Looking at the club scene this weekend, and coming up shortly at 7:30 in Welsh Park, great rivals Mount Sion and Ballygunner will meet in the Division 1 hurling final. In the Division 7 final, Kilrossenty and Abbeyside will go head-to-head at Farfield at 7 o'clock. On Saturday in the Division 4 decider, Tramore will take on Ballinamila at Farfield for a 4 o'clock start. That will be followed by the Division 6 showdown between Mount Sion and Capoquin at 6 o'clock. Then on Sunday it's the Division 8 final between Geraldines and Anshanfubble at 12 o'clock in Farfield. And at 7 o'clock it's the Division 5 decider between Shamrocks and Sliabh Gua.
Lorne Napurka with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.